All right, game two tonight, 6 o'clock. Hey, Steve Kerr had to remind – how sad is this? Steve Kerr had to say, hey, guys, the game's at 6 o'clock. Did you hear this? He opened his press conference by saying, game's at 6, guys.
What, in regards to the crowd?
Yes.
Oh, no. I actually didn't catch
that's
that.
That's a tough moment in Chase Center history.
We got scolded by Coach Kerr.
Yeah, that's a tough moment.
Okay.
Hey, let's hook it up with Norm Hitzkus in just a sec after I tell you you are listening to KMBR and KMBR San Francisco, the sports leader at Cumulus Media Station. What a delight. What an honor to have on the legend – the sports talk radio legend out of Dallas, Texas. And if anybody's going to talk Dallas sports, we're going to Norm. Norm, it's on the UMA guest line. Hey, Norm, welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show. It's been years since we had you. You've been coming on KMBR forever. How you doing, Norm?
Hey.
Doing great and happy to be back with you.
Happy? And did you think you were going to be talking Mavericks Western Conference Finals when this NBA season began?
No. Heavens no. I thought we'd be talking about the latest in the string of Kristaps Porzingis injuries.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about him anymore. He's not in town.
No longer a concern, yes.
He's a talented player, but he kept getting hurt, and the Mavericks made as good a deal as they could to fill his time slot.
I actually thought you were going to say we'd be talking about the latest in something with the Cowboys, right?
Well, there's always something with the Cowboys.
But there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Luka. So, Norm, tell us about Luka Doncic's rise to stardom in Dallas, and then to see him start off with sort of a—I don't want to say cold, but a non-impactful game one.
How about poor?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy that. Uh-huh. Actually, he became the sheriff before he got to Dallas. Real Madrid is, I think, year in and year out, considered the best team in Europe. And they turned that team over to him to run the point guard as a teenager. And, I mean, here he is. He's running the point guard in this pressured situation in Europe. And he's playing with, you know, guys who smoke and drink a half a quart of vodka a night and have three children and three mistresses.
Oh, man.
You know, it's, he got there pretty quickly, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And boy, just in terms of where he kind of sits now in the Dallas sports pantheon, I mean, we know there's Dak and we know everything the Cowboys do, Zeke Elliott or you name it, Amari Cooper, but is he kind of, like, the town's just in love with this kid. He's 23 years old. People have compared him to, I mean, we've heard Kobe and Michael level of, not, you know, we're not saying he's that level of player, but we have had basketball writers come on and tell us he's got that kind of air about him when it comes to winning.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
Or having that sense of the kill. And the town is in love with him, I imagine.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, Lord. Yes. Now, the problem is when a town falls in love with the player, the player must not fall in love with the player. Mm-hmm. As very good as Luka is, his game has holes in it. Mm-hmm. He turns the ball over way, way too much. Mm-hmm. And he falls in love with that step-back three-pointer, and he's no better than an average three-point shooter. But, my gracious, the skills he has for handling the ball, for hitting the boards, for hitting shots, for driving the basketball, he's just a wonderful player. And guys, as wonderful as he is, honestly, there's another step or two up the ladder for him still available.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's 23 years old is an amazing stat. We're talking to Norm Hitzkus of The Ticket in Dallas. He's been doing it for a long, long time. He knows his Dallas sports, and here come the Mavericks, who haven't won 50 games since back in the early 2010s. And, of course, this harkens back to the days of winning the NBA championship with Dirk back in 2011. The Mavericks back on the big stage. So let's talk about head coach Jason Kidd. He's got some adjustments to make. You know, the Warriors defensively threw Andrew Wiggins at Luka. They also threw a couple of zone defenses at him. They also threw, a box and one. So Steve Kerr kind of, somebody compared him to Bill Belichick.
Kind of mixed it up.
Does the Dallas Maverick fan base have faith that Jason Kidd and the assistants can counter that tonight?
Well, I think, personal opinion, the two best coaches in the NBA now have teams in the finals. One is Eric Spoelstra, and the other is Steve Kerr. And you must always consider those disadvantages when you're playing a series like this. because Kerr will adjust and adjust and adjust. And Dallas must adjust. Now, that doesn't mean Dallas can't. They adjusted in the Utah series very well. I don't think people gave them a prayer once they went down 2-0 to Phoenix in the last round. But they adjusted, and they adjusted, and they adjusted. Now, you guys saw the other night, the Mavericks missed a lot of wide-open threes early in the game.
Yep.
And I don't expect that to happen again. Now, turning the ball over, we each have that problem.
Yes, very that's true. You know, no getting around that. Yeah.
But Dallas in the other series found supportive scorers, mm-hmm. and if the Warriors are going to concentrate on Luka, and you almost have to, then someone else must fill that void. Now, that's been Brunson for most of this postseason. Mm-hmm. Dinwiddie's been cold most of the postseason. But the Mavericks managed to stitch together a support cast for Doncic, good enough to beat both Utah and Phoenix, and those are good basketball teams. And you guys have seen it. One game the next in the NBA, throw out the first game.
Yeah.
Just throw it out. Anybody who saw the first couple of games against the Mavericks of Phoenix would have said, hey, it's over in four.
That's right.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good point. The voice you're hearing is Norm Hitzkus, the longtime legendary Dallas Sports Talk Radio voice of the Ticket, and he's checking out his Dallas Mavericks back in the, well, in the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. In fact, this is the first playoff series the Mavericks have won since that Dirk team. They're back on the stage after that long run with Rick Carlisle. Yeah. Jason Kidd's got them back in, and here they go tonight. And listen, Norm, to your point, look at Boston-Miami last night, you know, game two versus game one.
Totally different. Mm-hmm. Totally different. He hit a few shots. This is, with all due deference to the very popular video game, this is now a game of threes. Mm-hmm. And you've got to hit your threes.
Yeah.
And the problem that Phoenix had was they didn't have enough three shooters. They didn't have enough guys to go to the arc and keep up with the Mavs. And they had enough guys to score. But trading twos for threes, hey, I know who invented that game.
Yeah.
Golden State invented that game.
I know.
He gets your two, I'll get my three. You get your two, I'll get my three.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I've made 10 baskets, you've made 10 baskets, and you're 10 points behind.
Oh, man, right. It's incredible, Norm, to watch what happened to basketball just in the time we've been doing this sports media gig. It is a whole different deal now.
Yeah.
I'd love your opinion of the Warriors just from afar. Just when you see that they're back in the Western Conference Finals, sixth time in 8 years, a two-year absence. You know, is there a sense, quote, was Steph Curry beginning, you know, the second half of his career, not the Steph Curry of 2015? You know, can Draymond Green come back and still be the enforcer? Klay Thompson off an ACL and Achilles. Like, were the Warriors, quote, unquote, gettable? Is that sort of the view in Dallas going into this series?
Yeah, to some degree, because if you look the last few weeks, though the most recent games just before this series, Thompson looked better and Steph looked better. But still, if you take the body of work for 5 or 6 weeks, they did not look like the Splash Brothers. And Draymond Green is a good player. He's a really good player. But the hope was that he'd slowed down just a little bit. Well, what doesn't get factored about the Warriors is Poole and Wiggins. And if you had him, Payton, that's such a shame he's hurt, because
yeah.
he had turned into such a nasty defensive player. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what he was? He was Patrick Beverly without the trash mouth.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. And it's a shame he's missing. Yeah. And truth be out, I would want to face your full line. I don't know what the full lineup would be if everybody were available there, because I don't even know what plans the Warriors had for the season had they had a healthy Wiseman. And I don't know if you're ever going to see him. You might have him dealt away, because this lineup is so doggone impressive.
Yeah, Norm Hitzke is the voice. And before I let you go, Norm, just a quick thought. You know, I haven't watched sports for a long time. The number one pick, that is Andrew Wiggins. And then a reputation gets, you know, he gets drafted by Cleveland. LeBron wants him out. They send him to Minnesota. It's Siberia. You know, you never hear from him ever again. I mean, look at some of the number one picks through the last few years. Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, you know, guys who haven't really panned out. Now, other Anthony Bennett, guys like that. And you'd kind of maybe as a sports, you know, radio guy, as an observer, Andrew Wiggins is just never going to achieve what he meant to achieve. And maybe, Norm, you know what's interesting is maybe the best thing he could do is come to a place where he wasn't the guy.
I think so.
He seems to fit his personality better.
Mm-hmm. Well, players have ability in them. Porter has ability in him. Hey, somebody's just got to bring it out. And sometimes guys like Wiggins have to arrive in a place and sit down with a coach, and the coach say, just calm down. Calm down. Your vagabond years are over. You're not the number one guy on this team. Here's what I'd like for you. And we'll settle and we'll work on your game. And doggone, Wiggins always was a good player. But you start becoming a vagabond in this league, and people start getting down on you, and the next team you go to says, well, he's just a tumbleweed in the wind. Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
He moves on again. But somebody stops the tumbleweed.
Yeah.
And, by the way, Spencer Dinwiddie was becoming that in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Kidd said, wait a minute, here's your role. Stop being a tumbleweed in this league. But it takes real skill to do that, guys.
Oh.
It takes an incredible coach to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came to the right culture.
That's it.
He came to the right culture. He came to the right guy. Well, we'll see. Game two, as you know, like you said it, Norm, whole different deal. These are standalone feature films. These are not sequels. These are like standalone feature films, and we'll see how this one unfolds tonight. I end it by this, Norm. Are you, after seeing game one and expecting, you know, Kidd and Luka to make whatever adjustments they do, are you in general thinking this thing can go seven, or are you now thinking, ultimately the Warriors are the better team and going to win this series?
Well, I think the Warriors are the better team. I thought Phoenix was the better team, quite honestly. And I'd be careful of the Mavericks. They're a weirdo. They don't do certain things well at all. But if they start hitting threes, they're a freaking nightmare to play against.
Right, right.
They're just the night, because everybody hits them. Yeah. Everybody fires them up. There's about seven or eight guys on this team that'll fire up threes. That's their hope. They're not as good as the Warriors. The Warriors, okay, ball movement. Warriors are great. Okay. Penetrate. Kick the ball. Warriors are great. Mavericks do all that stuff too. The one thing the Warriors do that the Mavericks don't, when they penetrate, they've got cutters. And those cutters score easy baskets. And the Mavericks have not figured out how to stop that defensively.
Yep. Good stuff, man. All right, Norm. We'll see if they're a nightmare or see if they are not a nightmare tonight. So, hey, we sure do appreciate you hopping on
Murphy
Mack in San Francisco.
Norm,
you've been on this KMBR airwaves for years. Everybody loves hearing your views from Dallas. You're the man. Have a great one, Norm.
Thanks, lads. It's always good talking with you.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.